Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, yeah, check one, two. Is this mic on? Hey, listen, man. It's the one and only trendsetter DJ Sense, and you're listening to Cocktails, Dirty Discussions with Kiki and Medina Monroe. Yeah.
Today's cocktail is called Berry Nutty. The ingredients, 2 ounces of tequila, a 1/2 ounce of coconut cream, 1 ounce of lime juice or some fresh lime, 1 fresh lime, 2 ounces of white cran strawberry. So how you're going to make a berry nutty is you're going to add the tequila, the coconut, the lime juice, and the white cran strawberry juice into a cocktail shaker filled with ice, shake for about 5 to 10 seconds, pour from that shaker into a glass filled with ice, garnish with the heart-shaped candy, and enjoy.
Cheers.
Look at the little heart.
That's cute.
Make the people happy for Valentine's Day.
Thanks, Jessica. Shout out to your tipsy homegirl. If you need some services from her, maybe for Valentine's Day if she's not already booked, or Galentine's Day, or just a date night. Yeah. That would be cute if I went to a guy's house and I saw he had a bartender in there. I'd be like, it's very classy based.
You have little garnishes. So y'all make sure you follow her, your tipsy homegirl, and hire her on Instagram and TikTok.
Yes.
It's nice and light.
It is. And I love a coconut flavored drink. A lot of people don't like coconut. I love coconut.
I like when it's lightly coconutted.
I like all the coconuts. Nut me down, okay? I love it. I absolutely love it. So this week, you guys, want to remind you all that we have a live show next week. 2 of them. On the 9th and 10th at City Winery Atlanta. It's going to be a Valentine's Day special. We have been preparing a lot for it. It's going to be a really great time. You guys need to get your tickets if you go to City Winery's website. The tickets are available there. And also, if you check the link in our description box, you can see the rest of the tour dates.
Yes, those shows are back to back.
They are. Right. And I'm proud. But I'm like, what the fuck am I going to wear?
Girl, I'm like, what am I going to do for my hair? We've been doing all this planning and back to back. And I'm like, okay,
I don't even have time for a hair appointment, to be honest. Girl. I would like to at least get the front row redone because I'm dandruff.
Yeah, but I had to do that. But now I'm like, the last time I was there, Nancy was like, ma'am, what are you going to do? I was like,
Nancy African.
Yeah, she was like, you have got to take this out. I was like, okay, well, ma'am, I'm busy and stressed.
I know, but she not talking.
Y'all, I want to say again about our Atlanta live shows. This is a Valentine's Day special. Mm-hmm. This is going to be different from any other live show. So there are different moving pieces to this show. If you came to the last Atlanta show, come again.
It's going to be different.
It's going to be very different. We got a lot of pop-up surprises. So make sure you get your tickets now and don't be in our DMs when it's sold out.
Right. And I also want to let you know, it is a Valentine's Day special, but that doesn't mean you can only come if you have a date. You can still roll solo. You can come with your girls. You can come with your mama. You can come with, you know, a plethora of people.
Yeah.
Maybe not your coworkers unless they cool like that. But, you know, come. It's going to be so much fun. I'm excited.
I'm excited, too. And I also feel like we're giving, like, this is like a cheat code for the ladies. You know, for Valentine's Day, normally, like, men or, you know, if you're with a woman, the more masculine woman has to do all the planning and get all the gifts. You can be like, baby, before actual Valentine's Day, I put a little date night together for us. And really, it's for you, but it's for him. You thought about him.
Okay, that is a good point. That's not where I thought you was going with that. I thought you were going to say something else. Just send it to him, send him the link so he didn't have to do the planning, but he could just press check out. But look at me.
That defeats the purpose. These are also the side chick days. So if you are a side chick, encourage that man to come and bring you out on the 10th and the 11th.
I didn't know those were the side chick days.
What are
too.
The side chick days?
I thought it was just the day after.
Oh, I done added extra days for y'all. My bad. It ain't your day, but come.
You tried to turn it into a season.
Saturday, February 11th, immediately following the Cocktails Valentine's Day special. Make sure y'all meet us at Boogaloo Restaurant and Lounge. It's at 239 Ponce de Leon Avenue for all the out-of-towners. That is literally right up the street from the venue. So come, turn up with us, and have a good time. Check the episode description for all the details, table reservations, address, phone numbers, contacts, Instagram, all that good stuff. And make sure you tell them you're there for the cocktails after. Party. See you guys next week.
Also, speaking of live shows, if you came to our Houston live show, and even if you didn't, maybe you got a chance to see some of the really cool videos that were posted from the 360 photo booth. So we had D360 photo booth come out and sponsor the show, and it was a really good experience. We actually got to get in it for
finally.
A change.
We were like, everybody scoot away. We need to get a picture really quick. It was one of those 360 photo booths that spins around, freezes mm-hmm. you up, adds music to the background. So shout out to D360.
We both can't talk today.
D360 photo booth. It was amazing. It was an amazing addition to have at the live show. Mm-hmm.
A great way for you guys to have a keepsake. And that's something you should consider with any event that you might have. It's also a Black-owned business. They were super professional. Mm-hmm. We didn't have any issues. They arrived on time. A matter of fact, they were early and they stayed late so that we could do it. They were just great. We had an awesome experience with them.
They
I would
were
definitely
amazing.
Book again.
And if you guys do decide to book, you get 10% off if you still have your cocktails ticket.
Yeah, check your email.
Yep, check your email. Go show them and bring them to your baby shower, your concert, birthday party. Yeah, mm-hmm. corporate event. It's just a great addition. So any of our other live shows, if we have any other D360 photo booths that would like to sponsor, hit us up because it is a great fun addition to have at our live show.
It really is. I'm excited about all these shows.
Me too. What are we gonna wear? Hair.
It's stressful.
I also want to remind everybody another thing I got to go shopping for, Bali. Mm. You guys go to paradiseandvibe.com. You can come to Bali with me May 27th through June 3rd. Right now, it's almost sold out at this point. You must be fully vaccinated. We are staying in the Ritz-Carlton Bali. There are no more double occupancy rooms left, so you would have to do a single room, which is a little bit more expensive, but it's still a really great time. You'll meet new friends, and it's just a great vacation. So go to paradiseandvibe.com and sign up now.
Okay, and then also I would like to remind you guys that if you are going to stay inside this season and you want to cook something for bae, maybe you should try a recipe from Classy Base. Go to classybase.com. Mm. That's classybaste.com and either download or purchase a physical copy of my cookbook. I have also been uploading new recipes, and the individual recipes are available for $1. I just did this really, really good. I might make it tonight. I did a dish with squid ink pasta.
It looked
and
good.
A cream sauce with scallops and shrimp and some Calabrian chili peppers chopped up on top. Y'all, that shit was so good, and it was really easy. All these ingredients make it sound like something, but it was so easy, and I did it in like 30 minutes. And so that recipe is available for $1, instant download. So check it out. Also, make sure you sign up for Patreon, patreon.com/cocktails. See our bonus content. Mm-hmm. We're back in the groove of posting stuff. You're going to get some bonus episodes. We do lives when we can. And we also just, we check in with y'all.
Yeah.
And get to know each other better.
It's a lot of fun. Get your merch. Get mm-hmm. your games. Get your merch. We have t-shirts. We'll have some new t-shirts pretty soon. Probably already have them by the time this episode comes out. Go to imcuriousto.com to order your games. Those are still popping. People be saying, thank you. I got my man, or I got the dick I wanted mm-hmm. from playing the game.
I had a good time. Great mm-hmm. date. All of that. Just remember, if you're interested in sponsoring a live show, we do have more shows coming up. You would sponsor per city. Unless you want to do multiple, that's available too. Just contact us, sales@cocktailspod.com. Okay, and so on that note, we will move on to weird sex.
You said a man is not a necessity, a man is a luxury,
like dessert.
Yeah. A man is absolutely not a necessity.
Did you mean that to sound mean and bitter?
Oh, not at all. I adore dessert. I love men. I think men are the coolest. But you don't really need them to live.
So this week's weird sex story is about a woman, and thank you all to everyone who sent it to me. It's another story of a bit of incest. Mm-hmm. But this one isn't super close together. So this is why I be telling y'all, get your DNA test, do your family tree. Y'all be thinking it's, I'm playing. And
I can't wait to get my results back.
I can't wait for you to get them either. I want to see what you got. But this woman was pregnant with twins. She already has children with her husband, but they were trying to come up with names for their twin babies. And so they were thinking maybe they would try to name the baby after someone in their family. Mm-hmm. So they're talking about, you know, their grandparents, their great grandparents. And they were kind of like, that's odd that they have the same name. Something about the names was common, but then it was just like, wait a minute. So then they call relatives and they find out that they have the same, I think it's great-grandparents.
Lord.
Or great-great-grandparents, something like that. But they found out that they're cousins. She was freaking out. And she immediately contacted her doctor. And the doctor said that because they're far enough away, generations away, mm-hmm. that the baby should be fine. But she was still, like, really nervous. But she wasn't that nervous because she went on TikTok and told the story. And that's how, you know, we found out about it. But that is a wild,
I'll be so
wild
sad.
Situation. Do your damn trees.
Do your trees.
To the best of your ability.
Yeah, that's, woo.
That's weird. Could you imagine if you were trying to come up with a baby name and you realize that your husband is your cousin?
I would be.
And this is not even the first baby. And now it's two of them.
I wouldn't tell nobody.
I would be nervous that they were going to have one body and two heads or something then, and that's how I got twins. And
right.
Like, y'all need to turn them babies over in that sonogram, and we need to see what the fuck's going on.
We need to be doing a lot of tests.
I would cry 40 weeks and 40 nights. Like, ooh, Lord.
That's a rough one. What are the odds? It's like, dang.
Well, they were in Utah. I think the odds are pretty strong. Pretty, pretty strong, especially with all the sister wives and things like that there. It's going to be real easy to get with your cousin. But thank you guys so much for sending those stories in. Please continue to send them to me. I really appreciate it.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still thinking about it. It was funny because I was at my boyfriend's family's place for a mm-hmm. Sunday dinner, and I had made a joke because his mom said that I looked like one of their cousins. She was like, "Don't she look like Shirley?" Or I wasn't her name, but it was something like something old like that. And I was like, "Oh!" And everybody was showing up, but they're like, "You want to see her?" And I really didn't want to see her because I was like,
"I already know why."
You know when people say you look like somebody, and then you see them, and you're like,
and then it's their family member, so you don't want to be disrespectful.
Right? You're like,
but
"Oh yeah, we got the same glasses."
I'd be like, I don't see it.
Right. But I had made a joke and I was like, oh, I hope we're not cousins. And nobody laughed. Everybody was just like.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I was like, okay.
Well, what?
Okay, do y'all want me here?
Do y'all already have cousins that go right. together in this family? Is that why I got uncomfortable?
A soft
my
spot
bad.
There.
Yeah.
But Kiki, I am still on my house hunt tour.
Okay. How's it going?
It is going great. You know, right now, you know, buying houses is expensive.
I know. I see the alerts on Zillow.
So I'm just putting it out there in the universe. So I did hit up someone from the KDM real estate team, mm-hmm. one of their agents, and they took me on a tour of a home this past weekend. And so mm-hmm. it was just fun to get all those details, put my feelers out there again, just putting it in the universe. If you too would like to put it out there in the universe and are looking for a home or already have a home or just need a little help, go ahead and text the KDM real estate team at 404-951-9000 to set up a meeting today.
Okay, so we just got back from Charleston.
Charleston.
We're like in Charleston. Real time now. Why are you saying it like that?
What? Charleston. We just got back from Charleston, South Carolina. I feel like you got a Charleston. Just say it. Charleston.
Charleston.
See?
No. No. I feel like it would have much more of like a Charleston. Charleston. Mm-hmm. Like Gone with the Wind or something like that. That's what I'm picturing. Anyway.
It was an interesting place. I did go to 167 Raw.
Mm-hmm.
You left. That's why I went, because we couldn't. I was like, I don't know where to eat. People was talking about the north side. I was like, the north side sounded too far.
It's not an airport.
Well, we went to 167 Raw because I've really been trying to up my oyster game.
Okay.
And it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
The oysters were delicious. One I didn't like. I don't remember the name of it, but it left a really bad taste in my mouth for the rest of the day.
You ate the raw ones?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think I had like something, Low Country something, which was from Charleston. And then I had another one that was like the Princess Cup or Prince something cup. Mm-hmm. I don't remember, but they were delicious.
I
had the baked ones. At the crab dip, did you only have oysters?
At oysters, the crab dip, the crab pasta.
Oh, that's what I wanted, but I was like, I'm going to be looking fat.
And it was good. My little fanny pack couldn't snap back no more. I got a thing for fanny packs now. I like fanny packs.
How old are you?
I really love my little fanny packs. I was like crossing over the shoulder. Mm-hmm. I love it.
I've been seeing you with it, girl. I was thinking when we went to practice last night, I was like, whose fanny pack is this? And then when you're like, oh, Kiki, let me get my stuff. I was like, now, if it was the dancers, that made sense. This is like a little gym bag for keys or something. Now, why she got this?
It's just so easy. Like, you don't got to. I love being out and feeling like I don't have to hold anything with my hands.
Mm-hmm. So what you be putting in your fanny pack?
There's some Tylenol Extra Strength, the little traveler size. There's some Carmex. There's my AirPods. My phone can fit in there. There's 5 different lip liners, 1 lip gloss, a frosty gloss, a condom.
Now, what you got that in there for, a conversation piece?
It was in there because it fell out of something at the airport, and I was just so embarrassed. I just picked it up and put it in my fanny.
Okay.
What else in there? Obviously, my credit cards and stuff. All the stuff that you need.
That sounds like a big-ass fanny pack.
It's a big, stretchy fanny. Huh? I really want that Louis fanny. If y'all listening and love me, somebody go ahead and cop that for your girl.
Girl, mm-mm.
We talk about Charleston. We didn't bring up the live show.
I was thinking about the food, and I was sad because I want to spend more time in these cities, but sometimes it just doesn't work out because I'm always looking. Every city we go, I want to know where to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So I did see that place. I'm glad we both got to go, even though we didn't get to go together. The live show was really good. Again,
cool.
Didn't know what to expect. I haven't spent any time in Charleston, but it was a good time.
One thing that I noticed with the Charleston show was that I think that in the small towns that we go to, everyone is so locked in, and specifically Charleston, people didn't do a lot of being on their phones. Did you notice that? Normally we have a lot of stuff to repost. It wasn't nearly as much as any other place. People were really locked in and paying attention to the show. I loved that.
But you know what also happens? They be not tagging us and they just tag Cocktails, and then we'd be tired the next day and miss it, because I did see a bunch of story posts, but I couldn't see the story posts. So sorry we didn't repost those, y'all. We was tired. Tag us too so somebody will see it and we can repost it. But yeah, they did seem to be paying a lot more attention. It definitely wasn't loud in there. They were not chitter chattering while we were talking, which, like, ooh, y'all really listen.
They were like, make us laugh, bitch.
Right now.
What is y'all doing? But it was a great show. I felt real comfortable with them. It was nice meeting everybody that we met that got the meet and greet.
There were people who didn't know us there too, which is always cool when you just come and you have a good time. You have no idea what you're about to be in for. And then now you're a listener.
Now you're a listener and you're in love and you're standing on a stage doing a Cocktails pageant.
Yeah. Who knew? How did I get here?
They had really good espresso martinis at that one place that we went to.
Oh, yeah. It was like this little French spot, Felix, I want to say, that was downtown. We went there twice, actually, and they had delicious espresso martinis and a delightful little burger and some lobster deviled eggs. I gobbled those right on up.
Apparently in Charleston, you can just close down your establishment whenever you want to. We had got there and we were hungry, and it said that places closed at 2, and then they were like, oh, no, we closed at 8 because nobody was here. What?
A lot of places do that. I mean, I get it, but I was mad because we were hungry. Like, the first day we got there, we landed at, like, 8:30. There was nowhere for us to eat, and we made it by the skin of our teeth to Felix to get something to eat. I mean, even the hotel bar was about to close. And I'm like, God damn. Mm-hmm. Y'all be going to sleep around here. I said, y'all got jobs for real. Everybody waking up, you got to get to work.
I know that's right. So, for Christmas, Kiki got me the Ancestry.com little package so I can get DNA my kit. DNA mm-hmm. kit.
So that she can find out where she comes from so she can stop side-eyeing me. And also so she can find her other family members for her family reunion journey. Yeah. Now that she's on the committee and everything.
Yeah, I am so excited. They sent me a message. I sent all my results, I mean, all the little packet back in. Mm-hmm. And they sent me a message last week, and they were like, okay, we received your DNA kit. You should expect results within 6 to 8 weeks. I cannot wait to get it back.
That's going to be so cool when mm-hmm. you get it back and you can just look at it and see. And it updates over time. So then sometimes you go back and you'll see things changed, or there's a new family member on there, a new connection, because more and more people are mm-hmm. doing the test. Mm. And then you can check the other websites too when you download your results.
I can't wait to see it. I just hope nothing is like, my daddy has other kids and now I'm looking like, ooh, mom.
Well, I ain't got nothing to say about that, because like I found my brother that way.
In the kit, it said, you know, like, we can't prepare you for things that we don't, you might find out things that you didn't know.
Because it's real DNA.
Right. Don't be flipping tables over here at Ancestry.com.
I remember my daddy said, how accurate is it? Daddy, it's DNA. This is accurate. This is your son.
Please, daddy, no. Don't do that. I start back horseback riding lessons February 28th, and I'm so excited because it was something that I put on, like, my, in 2023, start back doing more things that you did as a kid that made you happy, mm-hmm. and that was, like, the main thing, and so I found a ranch. I start February 28th, and I'm so excited to get back riding and hopefully get back doing, like, shows.
Okay.
Like a little cowgirl. Mm-hmm. Just call me Lil Addie.
Do you have your outfits together for that?
So I need to get some new boots.
I think they're so cute.
I have a hat, and I think I'm going to stick with this one main hat. I'm just going to wear it all the time because I love it. I got it in South Africa.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'll probably get, like, some stretchy, comfortable things and then a pair of boots.
Okay.
Right now, I've just been riding in my Yeezys. I've got to get
you gotta
it together.
Do what you gotta do until you can get them boots.
Yeah, boots is expensive.
They really, really are. I'm tired of buying clothes. Honestly, I need a sponsor.
Girl, if you are listening and you are someone that works in a place, I don't really know about making clothes, but like if you work somewhere and you need
or you
some
own
influencers,
a
yes, own a boutique. Please, y'all. I spend my night scrolling and looking for different outfits for all of these shows, the trips, recording.
Mm-hmm. And then I be mad when I don't get my pictures or I wear the outfit, because I done worn this about 4 times and I have yet to get a picture, and I'm getting a picture mm-hmm. today. I've worn this with several different hairstyles, and I'm like, this is a cute show fit. Like, for this kind of show, why do I forget to wear it?
Right.
And I be repeating. It's just stressful, y'all. It's stressful. One of the things that I told myself I wanted to do this year is do some more speaking engagements. And everything doesn't, some things can be fun and light, but I want to talk about other stuff. Now, I haven't done anything where I'm not talking about like sex or dating or something like that. But I moderated an event the other day at the Gathering Spot, and it was about sex and intimacy and self-love. And it was really interesting. It was just a discussion, and mm-hmm. different people sign up who are members there, and we all just sat around the table talking about our different views on things, brought up some different ideas about it, some barriers there. There were single people there, married people there. It was just really cool, and a psychologist. And then one of my friends was there, too. I didn't know he was coming. We were surprised to see each other because we hadn't seen each other in years. But it's always great and refreshing to see different people's ideas, and then they received me well, and they felt like I made them feel more comfortable to open up. Mm-hmm. So that was affirming. And then I've been just trying to participate more of the events, sign up for more things, explore different things that I'm actually interested and passionate about, because sometimes I just focus on right now and I'm not getting ahead enough in my planning to where I can't figure it out. So I've been working on that, and then a few other food things, like outside of recipes. Mm-hmm. And that has just been really fulfilling. fulfilling. It's been making me feel tired to a certain degree, but it just feels good to get back into other things, it you does. Know, and explore different interests instead of just always talking about dicks.
Yeah, I feel you on that. Mm-hmm. Whenever you're doing something, like some sort of event and you are the host in some way, do you get nervous when people pop up that know you, that you yeah. actually know?
Okay. Yeah. It's like, what you doing here? Right.
I feel you. And that's how I felt on the South Africa Paradise and Vibe trip. There was a young lady there, Shanisha Boswell, mm-hmm. and she's been on the show before and we've become friends, and I didn't know she was coming on the trip. And whenever she got there was like a dinner that I host, and she was like, hey, and I was like, oh my gosh, hey, hey. I get nervous. It's like, here you are.
I wonder why that is. Why do we get nervous?
I think it's because the people that know you, they know you. And so you're kind of, not that you're putting on and being someone else, but you kind of are. You're kind of putting the little sprinkle or pizzazz on that makes the people that don't know you like you almost. Mm-hmm. So I think that that kind of could be it. But I like it, though. I'll be like, you see me? You see me? what else was I going to say? I went to a mastermind brunch at the Gathering Spot over the weekend. And it was really cool. A girlfriend of mine, she just wants to put people in the room, in rooms together that she knows can work together, help each other in some way. And so at first I was like, 10 a.m. on a Saturday, ma'am. But I made it. I'm glad I went, because that was another thing that I said that I wanted to start doing more of, is just going out and meeting people and it not just be meeting new friends. Social. And just be hanging out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that was a lot of fun. I met a lot of people that could potentially maybe sponsor a show, help me with other endeavors that I'm doing. It was a really dope thing. Now, they need to take brunch off of it because they forgot to bring the food, but...
What?
It's all right.
So it's just like a mixer.
Everybody was sitting there like, where is the food?
It's 10 o'clock. I'm hungry. Where's right. the waffles and the chicken strips?
The orange
What's
juice?
Going on? Something.
I also went to go see the Whitney Houston movie.
Okay.
Did you
what
see
did
it?
You think? No, I have mixed feelings about it. I don't know if I want to see it. Like, I love Whitney, but that ain't Whitney.
I just thought it was very odd that, like, no hate to the actress, because I'm sure, I don't follow her career, so I'm not sure what she does. But what I do know is they casted somebody that looked like Brandy, Angela Bassett, and Molly from Insecure all had a baby. And you couldn't even focus because she looked like all of them in different moments of the movie. And I really feel like she only got casted because she, you know, when you're being funny and you do a very good impression of somebody, you can get one part of them down, mm-hmm. whether it's a family member or somebody that's a celebrity. She could do like certain
gestures. She really
looks
like Molly.
Doesn't she?
Like this picture right here, that's
Girl,
Molly.
That's Molly. It was very hard to like, I was just like, why y'all do Whitney like this? And people were leaving the movie theater.
Really?
Yeah, they were leaving the movie theater. I was like, and then I was like, we went to IPIC, and I said, they really got us laid out, feet kicked up, eating buttermilk fried chicken. They got buttermilk fried chicken on that
movie. I went to IPIC, and I like it. No, I didn't get the chicken.
Well, why? They got so much food. I mean, folks were asleep.
Well, was it the food or was it the movie?
It was a little bit of both. Okay. But I was like, wow, they got heavy food up in here. Feet just kicked up.
There was another theater that's like that. I think it's closed and they call it something else. But I remember I went in there one time on a date with this guy and we had lamb chops, calamari.
No!
He got a bottle of champagne. It was an excellent experience. I loved it. Go to the AMC then.
I think I need to start back going to the AMC. I just want popcorn and Junior Mints.
You could have got popcorn.
Yeah, but you gotta push the button. Somebody's coming and whispering.
My girl, the last time I went, was too damn loud and it was so distracting and annoying. This is still a movie. Mm-hmm. And at this point, the movie has started. I'm just wondering where the fuck my shit is.
Yeah.
I got popcorn. You're not cooking that? It's already ready in a big bin. Y'all need to convert to Smart Pop or something if it's going to take this damn long, and just bring my bag out.
I need to supply the popcorn, because if I support one more Double Goods buying the popcorn for the fundraisers, I got about 50 bags of popcorn. Everyone's child is raising money for something. And then I said, I'm going to make one for myself. And I'm just going to put, I need help paying my rent. Y'all want to buy popcorn? Because somebody said,
that was some good popcorn.
It's good popcorn. I'm like, niggas is just now like, my child wants to do this. Can y'all fund it? Okay, well, I need somebody to fund something for me, and I'm selling it through the Double Good.
Well, good luck with that.
We're going to put the link in the description.
For your fundraiser link. Shoot, maybe I need to make me one too. I'm just playing. Now, do you have plans for Valentine's Day? How's that coming?
Okay. I have plans. Now, I did try to do a jump start because it's been so long since I had a real Valentine. Normally, me and my sister just send each other back and send each other stuff. She'd be sending me stuff because she got a Valentine. And so I was going to try to book something at the Treehouse that I've been seeing so much on Instagram about, but they were booked out.
What's the Treehouse?
It's an Airbnb. I guess you could call it an Airbnb, but they have two of them. It's called the Treehouse, and you go and you stay, and it's like in the tree. It's very cute, very small.
Oh, like an adult
treehouse. And you got a shower outside. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like the shower is outside, but like everybody has to share it, but...
Well, who is everybody if y'all live in a tree? It's just going to be you and one other person?
Well, there's a little...
Oh, what kind of Valentine's Day you trying to have?
It's like a little community of tree houses. So they, I don't know if it's two or three of them.
This sounds like one of those sex resorts.
It's not no sex resort.
So anyway, why are y'all out in the woods getting chiggers?
I didn't book it because it is consistently like booked out through the year. So I didn't do it, but... After our live shows, we're going to go to the mountains and do like a little cabin situation and do gifts and cook and do some quality time, probably play. I'm curious to know because we've never gone through the deck. and yeah, that'll be my Valentine's Day. What about you?
Okay, so I don't know what I'm doing, but I am going to do something this year, but I have no idea what it is. Maybe next week I'll have more details. I don't know.
Okay, well, you know, you got your Like a Kitten box, so
I know.
You are prepared and ready.
Spicy. Really turn that shit up.
So, this week, do you want to do Diane first and then go into the advice since we're going to do a few of the advices?
May as well.
Okay. So, we're going to go into Indecisive Diane really quick. When we come back, we have a few advices for y'all.
Would you stop thinking about what everyone wants? Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? What do you want?
Hey, ladies, it's me, your fave, Diane. Just helping you plan your dates. You really should pay me, but we'll talk about that later. Here's this date I want to give you. So I want you to go to Spice House, but not the ones you're used to. I didn't know there was one on Cascade. The one on Cascade is more grown and sexy. They don't have hookah, but every Thursday they have live music, a live band, a live jazz band. Go there, try it out. Tell them I sent you. Bye.
Okay, and we're back from Indecisive Diane, and it is time for the advice. If you have a question about something going on in your life, please email us, advice@cocktailspod.com. That's advice@cocktailespod.com.
Okay, now I don't know why I thought that I could read this, so I'm going to make mine a little larger. Because that 11, who can read 11?
Me.
That's wild. You are... Yeah, you got superpowers. Okay. This advice is titled, Should I Cheat on My Ex?
Yes.
I was very confused on, it says ex.
Yeah, that's why I said yes. But go ahead.
Hey, ladies, I love y'all, but I'm gonna just hop right into the tea. Sorry in advance if it's a little long. My ex-husband and I were married for 4 years before we went through a really ugly divorce 2 years ago. We've still been seeing each other off and on for the last 2 years, trying to work on things, but we are not officially back together. He recently fell into a hard place financially, so he ended up moving back in with me. Y'all really be down for these niggas, because I'll be like, sir.
And that's why they be cussing us out in the comments.
Because the men be like, you need to support me when I'm poor. We have 4 children together, so it was beneficial for me to allow this so that we can co-parent these damn kids. I'm just gonna call my mama. We have been in the co-parenting situation for a few months now, and it really feels like we are back in the same routine. Feels like we were back in the same routine we were in when we were married. We parent, we fuck, and we occasionally go on outings either with just us or with the kids.
Okay, Robin Dixon.
We have okay sex, but I am not emotionally attached to this relationship anymore. I really want to have a Stella moment and get out to get my groove back. I want to have spontaneous sex with a random nigga and never call him again. I just need some bomb-ass dick. Would it be wrong for me to go out and get dick down? I am comfortable with the current setup of our family, and our kids enjoy having us both in the same home again. But I need more. Am I just being greedy? should I just stick with what I know and see if the feelings for him grow back? Help, sisters, sign a divorced wife who needs good dick. This where I
go get the dick.
But this is also where I started calling women delusional. At what point did he say we back together? He said he needed a place to stay.
And who cares? Y'all, this is your house. You can live by your rules and you can do what you want to do. You said it. Y'all are divorced. Y'all fucking around because it's convenient. So yeah, that's convenient, but he not even hitting that spot like you need him to. If you don't go outside and get what you need and tell him to shut up, or he can be under the bridge if he has a problem with it, and get out of your room.
It don't seem like
go sleep with the kids or something.
He would have a problem again.
Whether they're your man or not, if he's in the house, you know he gonna feel some type of way if he sees that she is fucking
you someone gonna
else.
See this ass hopping around, because again, he needed a place to stay. And is he contributing? I got a lot of questions. I'm just so confused. And this is how women get
it. Sounds like daddy daycare, and that's about it. Daddy daycare, and he's being real childish with handing the dick to you because you don't like it.
And how long is he staying? Like,
you need to have an end date. I think you're just comfortable because it's familiar.
But I also feel like he could be bamboozling you. He know you need
to be. He did. He moved in. She said yes. The bamboozling is done.
You're being bamboozled, ma'am. He needs a place to stay. He knows you need some dick, and then you got his kids. So he's like, I'm killing three birds with one stone. Mm-hmm. I'm getting fed. I got a roof over my head. I get to see my babies, and I'm fucking you. And you being dedicated
to
him.
Not a bad deal.
Can we make it make sense? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Go and do what the fuck you would like to do. Now, don't end up on Lifetime or a crime show, but...
Well, yeah, don't do that. Don't do nothing crazy. Good luck to you, girl. I hope that you find the strength to get out there and move on to the next dick. All right. This lady says... should I call it quits? Yes.
Probably.
But okay. Hey, ladies. First off, I love the show. Came across it on IG and I've been listening ever since. So like a year ago, I chose to leave my man of 6 years because I got fed up. Good. Fed up of him not understanding, throwing shade about personal stuff about my life, just clashing like bad. I played my part, don't get me wrong, but now I want my man back. Oh, ooh, hell. We started off so strong. I was like, that's right, sister.
I'm done.
That's right.
And I'm leaving. Mm. And I left. I want that nigga back.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Like, it drives me crazy because the energy isn't the same because lines have been crossed and words have been said that can't be taken back. But damn, every time I see him, I just want him to fuck the shit out of me. Tell me. That all is forgiven so we can just be whole again. But he always throws shots. He ignores me. I feel like he's dealing with someone, and is, but won't say it. And I'm angry. Mad he keeps being mean, ignores me, and only reaches out when he wants to talk to the kids. But he's really out here living his life while my heart is just torn because I do love him. And I know some of the shit I did was wrong, but I see that now, and I just don't know what to do. It makes me sick to my stomach. Granted, we have a lot of work. We have a lot to work on to get back to 100%. However, I'm all for it, and I know not to do the same stuff I did before. He's not going for it, though. Any advice? Yours truly, Cup of Shy. I want to know what you did. Now, but you didn't tell us because you're feeling real guilty. Did you forget his birthday, or did you fuck his brother? Like, was it?
Where does it fall on the scale of fuck-ups? Okay, here's what I have to say about this. I was trying to explain this to somebody the other day.
Okay.
The double backers... When you double back, think of somebody you were dating.
That's good candy.
I was trying to get mine off the stick. I couldn't get it.
You gotta have more suction, girl.
You is nasty.
I am.
The double backers. I believe when you let a man double back, it didn't work out in the beginning. I mean, at first, and then you try to redo it. It never works out. Like, for the 1% of people out here in the world that it did work out, shut up, because that is rare. Like, I'm thinking of, when I read this, and I have a girlfriend who was going through this, I thought about guys that I used to talk to. They did me dirty, and then they come back around. We try to make it work. They end up doing the same thing, or like she said, the vibe just ain't really there. I'm acting crazy because I already know what you're capable of. It's different if I don't know what you're capable of. And now it's just...
I can agree.
You just wanted to get another little taste real quick. You didn't really want to try to make things work. It can't work when you already know the dirt that somebody has done.
It's like, in a very simple analogy, you have this finger, right? Mm-hmm. No, I felt, well, I got these fingers. Mm-hmm. And I done fell down the steps in D.C. and fucked it up real bad. That finger healed up, but it's never going to be the same. And I can work with it, but it still hurts me every now and then. And that's that relationship that mm-hmm. you have with that man. Something was broken, sounds like trust. And both of y'all were doing things. And then I also don't like, you said a couple of times that he was throwing shade at you about stuff in your personal life. And I don't like that. Let's talk about the issue instead of being passive aggressive about it. Mm-hmm. And it's not like he's doing fun shade where y'all just joking on each other. He's really taking digs at you.
Like, I opened up to you about something and now you used it as some ammo in an argument.
Uh-huh. And talking
That's why your mama don't like your daddy. First of all, you wasn't supposed to say that.
Mm-hmm. That's not cool. And I don't like that. So I think that you need to think about that. And if he's not over it, the sad truth is you cannot make somebody move on. You cannot make somebody forgive you. You can work on how you feel about them, but you can't make them. They got to want it for themselves. And if whatever you did, you broke that trust, well, girl, you just got to live with that. And you said you know not to do it again. Just don't do it with the next situation. Leave this alone because he's going to continue to be disrespectful. And if you wear his ass down, he just going to take advantage.
And I just, you know, ladies, I really
That's do. What I would do yeah. if I was him.
That's what I have done. So it's like, that is what's going to happen. And it's like, y'all, it does hurt when you really care about somebody and it's over. But it really does get better. And you got to think about it like this. These niggas be ashy and broke and rude. Just move on to the next one.
Mm-hmm. And even if they not, just move on.
Yeah.
Just stop hanging on.
It's okay. And the next one is going to, I was telling my friend this the other day, the more duds you go to, it leads you to the person you're supposed to be with. Don't stay with the dud.
Yeah. Don't settle, hon. All right, next one.
Okay. Yes. It's, I gotta make it big. That's what I all know, that clacking is.
That's why I'm just trying to look around.
Oh, because you it's, don't want to watch it.
It always shocks me, and I'll be like, woo, it got so big.
Okay. This person says, boyfriend, fuck buddy, homie. They were all questions. Hey, girls.
Hey.
Now, fair warning, I'm extremely honest here, which is why it's a bit long, but I promise it's a wild-ass ride.
Well, let me get my sip.
I'm a new listener. I found y'all on my Instagram reels, and from that moment, I was hooked. I wonder which clip she saw.
Mm-hmm.
I put y'all on every single time I'm in the car. Let's get into it. So I just turned 17.
17?
Ooh, baby girl, I think you're supposed to be listening. What is you doing?
Let's hear what she doing, because, oh, Lord. Now we got to give real advice.
We do, because this is our little sister.
We can't play with you.
Okay, I just turned 17 and just moved to a new school in South Louisiana for my junior year. The population of handsome, hot black boys was booming,
I
was here for it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to toot my own horn, but from the moment I walked into these doors, most of them were tripping over themselves to get a look at me. I used to love being the new girl in school. Every day I get called a stallion, slang for tall, thick woman like Megan. Why she?
We're not
Are
that
you
old.
Old man.
We know what a stallion is.
She really put like a breakdown for the definition of style. Slang for a tall, thick woman like Megan.
We got it.
And even a few other times, a unicorn, because it's rare to see a white girl with this much ass and hips, apparently. Okay, you're white All and right. you still gave us the breakdown. Okay, ma'am. Or some other slightly derogatory name for me and my fat ass. So after All a right. few days of being here, I decided to try my luck with a few different guys. And none of them worked out well. Most were cute enough. One, I had to make myself find something to like about him. But I just liked the idea of them liking me back. And so now they're all out the window. The next victim was a 6-foot. Why she? Now I don't know how I feel that she keeps saying black guys. Because now
I already knew it was coming. I'm ready for your ass. Keep going.
Okay. The next victim was a 6-foot big black guy who is fine as hell. He plays football. D-line, so you know he's big. And he also happened to play in the band with me. So I let him know I'm extremely attracted to him, and we start talking. Suddenly, we're calling every night, sitting by each other during lunch, being partners in classes we have together, the whole nine yards. He's hella fine and really fun to talk to. And these interactions didn't make me favorable with some of the girls here. Well, so into about 3 months of talking, we have the band trip coming up, going to a big city in another state. So an overnight trip that happens. And before we even leave Louisiana, this boy asked me out. I'm skeptical at first because we had the relationship talk before and he had it very clear he didn't want to be in a relationship, even though I did. But I ignored it like all the crazy bitches do. And much to my surprise, he acted like the cute shit we did on that trip never happened once we got back home. Well, girl, okay. Including the asking out part. I was devastated. I really liked him. And here's the kicker. Not 2 days later, he asked some sophomore out and I was pissed like a motherfucker. But you know I had to put this fine ass to work. So naturally, I try to get a thing going with one of his friends. You about to be the football.
I got some advice for you. Yeah, this is, you got to stop now, but go ahead.
So I try to get things going with one of his friends, a running back this time. He was cute enough, but God, he was boring. We could not talk about anything of substance. He actually sucked. But once the first guy found out about my new guy, he was mad and I didn't care. If he wanted to fuck me over, I could do it twice as better. So we continued on. I actually stopped talking to the new guy because he leaked my nudes.
This is happening in high school?
Do you go to Euphoria High School?
What the fuck are y'all doing? Where's your mama?
Where did he leak them?
Right. Why did you take them? I wasn't taking nudes in high school.
Me either.
And like half the football team saw them. Which you would think would make them steer away from me, but no. These are teenage bull.
Yeah, because they think you're easy.
Girl, you're a hoe. I'm sorry. Okay. These teenage boys were talking about it. If I thought it was bad before, God, that next week was worse. But I know they were good pitchers, so I wasn't overly concerned with it. It eventually came out and went like all school drama does. So the running back is out the pitcher and I'm still hooked on my D lineman. So I start talking to him in class after ghosting the fuck out of him. I think it's weird that she thinks she has the upper hand in this.
It's really interesting. Perspective is something else.
It is. I wouldn't even look at him and I ignored every word he said to me. But now I'm slowly making my way back and we started talking again. He starts lying to his girlfriend at night so he can talk to me. I still feel very guilty about this, but fuck her. We live pretty close, so he came over to my house a few times. I actually slammed the door in his face the first time he did it because I was surprised to, because it was a surprise to me, but I eventually let him in.
And your mama or your daddy or your auntie didn't say nothing because you was slamming doors?
My mother adores him. White people and black people really grow up differently.
It is very different.
I wasn't really allowed to answer the door.
Like, it's nighttime and somebody coming over
here. And you open it like you pay bills? Go sit down and eat dinner. And who are you? Okay. My mother adores him.
Why, I wonder?
Maybe they think he's going to the league and want to take his money.
Mm-hmm. I bet that is it.
We chill and get to know each other a lot more. Soon, we're driving around doing fun teenager shit and being dumb. We have sex a few times and damn, it's good. His dick isn't very big, but his stroke game is good as fuck. And I'm fucking hooked. So one day, we're in my bed laying down, very PG stuff. And he tells me he's for real about having a relationship with me. And I look at him crazy like, boy, I already went down that road once and I'm not doing it again. And he said he was for real and that he already broke up with the sophomore. Not proud of that. And I guess you could call me a homewrecker.
Y'all live in y'all's mama's homes.
Surprisingly enough, this is not the first time something like this has happened. But that's another story for another day. And that he wants me to come meet his extended family during his New Year's party that was coming up. So I give in and I'm at his house for New Year's. We have sex 4 different times the 6 hours I was over there. Where are y'all at?
Well, she did say extended family. So I wonder if it's like an uncle or like an older cousin or somebody who don't really be watching the kids. So he was over there. Because how the fuck are y'all getting all this fucking in?
How you getting all this privacy? I got no privacy when I was younger.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
My mama used to pick up the other phone, the house phone. So for you, because you're 17, sometimes we used to have these phones that were connected to the walls and wires and things in our home, and it would all be connected to one phone number so your parent could pick up the phone while you were on the phone. And if she coughed or you said something she didn't like, she would interrupt the conversation. But go ahead.
Yeah, or pick up and be like, "What? Who are you talking to?
Mm-hmm.
And where's his mama?" Okay. So, I was over there, and in between that, I meet all of his family and such. God, I just don't know what to do. He says he wants me as his girlfriend, but considering the past, I'm not sure if he is serious about it. The sex and aftercare is really good, and I don't want to give it up. But I need more than that, than just being fuck buddies. And it's too late to turn around and just be homies. What the hell do I do? Thank you for any advice or helpful suggestions y'all may have. Sincerely, your new white stallion listener with boy trouble.
I think you need your ass beat. I think you need a whooping.
Oh, I thought you meant like the girls at school need to rally.
Oh, no, I don't think that. But, and I really don't like whoopings for real, but something needs to happen. You're being very fast, young lady. And this is just a lot that's going on. And I can tell, by the way, you gave us this long story. You said we need all these details. You started fucking one boy at the school because you're the new girl in town. And then you tried to fuck his friend because he played you. And now you double back just like the other people was trying to double back on something. And the advice remains the same. Don't be trying to double back on him. Stop sending these little boys nudes. You need to wait. I think it's fine to do things when you're an adult. You still in high school. Slow down.
Enjoy. You about to have a baby and ain't nobody gonna like you no more. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, there's that. I don't think you should try to work this out. And what more do you want at 17 in a relationship? Because you're saying you don't want to just be fuck buddies, but it didn't seem like y'all did much but cuddle and talk. Like, he never gave you, he didn't try to take you on a date. He asked you out, but y'all were on a school band trip. Mm-hmm. He's not taking you to the movies. He's not taking you for walks. He didn't invite you over till later when y'all was at that wild ass party fucking at his cousin's house. Like,
I just am trying.
There's something to be said about that. And I think that maybe seeing stuff on TV, seeing these shows, seeing these people's internet
maybe
lives.
Maybe acting grown.
Yeah.
Maybe
and watching the shows like I'll be watching, reel it in, like slow down a bit, because realistically, this
I'm not gonna lie, White Stallion made me not want to have no kids.
It stressed me out. That stressed me out. Our listeners who are older and who have these daughters, check their phones and get the Ring alarms,
because the White Stallions are out here preying on your athlete sons. First of all, I didn't know this, but my boyfriend was telling me that I don't know what the training place is, but he said there are white women that take their daughters and take them outside of practice to meet the athletes that they're not pro yet, but you know they're gonna
the
go
combines
pro. Yes, and they basically like sick them on to the I never knew that was like
high
a thing.
High class pimping.
She sounds like she don't really sound like she's in training, because she kind of did it the bad way. She kind of like
she's,
the jump
there's
off.
No guidance yeah. here. And that's why she's listening to us. And we're much older than you. So like, we're doing this stuff as adults. I really do. I hope you don't get too mad. But if you do, oh, well, you
got
to hear it.
You're doing too much. And they are using you because you're easy. When we went, me and Kiki went to high school together. I don't know if you remember this girl. Oh, no, this was in junior high. She was a white girl with a fat ass like you. Little White Stallion. She was maybe like a little pony. But I looked at her now and she just looks so bad. And she looks ran through. And you... Ooh. You, friend, is about to get ran through, and you got to stop now. You got to stop now. It's not going to be fun. You think it's cute. You're trying to be like Meg. You're not going to be like Meg. You're going to be like Becky.
And why? I want you to ask yourself something for real, and I had to do it too. What is it that you're really looking for with these boys who ain't giving you what you want anyway? Mm-hmm. And I think it's a little bit of, you, like you said, you want to have some sort of upper hand. You want to feel like you're manipulating people or managing relationships, or you're really that girl and they playing you. Like, isn't this the same boy who was showing your nudes?
Oh, I forgot about that part.
Yeah, I mean, you did have a lot of things.
Well, they look good, ma'am.
And I totally understand that part. But it's, you get a reputation, right? And this is for anybody, any age. Mm-hmm. You get one reputation. It is so much easier to maintain a good reputation than it is to rebuild when you fuck up somewhere. And things like this, you don't want it to stick with you, because... The way it sounds to us and the way it's going to sound to other people, you don't have the upper hand in this situation, and you're getting used. And I don't want any of the girls to be out here getting played. I don't care if you're 17
or
27, but I don't want you to get used, especially when you can be mature enough to listen to some grown-ass women on a podcast. Slow down and think about the actions, what you're doing with your life. And why are you listening to us?
We probably just lost a listener. She probably not going to listen no more.
She's going to be mad and talking shit, but oh well.
It's okay. You know, if you do stuff.
I'm going to call my sister tonight and talk about this, because what the hell?
That was wild. Mm-hmm. Well,
but thanks for listening.
Thanks, girl.
Okay, last one. Advice for a wife now. Okay, we can try our best. Hey, y'all. So I have been listening to your show for about 2 months, and I'm obsessed. I even ordered Kiki's cookbook and used it at Thanksgiving. Yay! Mm. By the way, we share names. Okay, girl. Okay, so let's get to it. I've been married for 2 years. Congratulations. And let's just say the sex is boring. It's at least twice a week. Now, I always come, but it's the same moves. I always have a low sex drive, which I have no idea where that came from because I used to love sex. So I want to enhance my bedroom and build my drive, but don't know how. I asked my husband about toys when we were dating, and he shut that down. I want to ask again, but can't figure out how. How do I approach him? Should I just pull out my secret vibrator during sex? I'm pushing 40 and fear getting old. Help, you sleepy sex sis.
She wants to enhance it.
She wants to enhance it. She says sometimes she has a low sex drive. She did ask her husband about pulling out toys.
I think this is not as hard. Again, we're not married, but I have been in relationships where the sex starts to get boring and, well, I cheated, but I'm not telling you to do that. I am saying, as a better person, I would write a letter. I think you can get so much more out in your words when you write it, but it can be sexy. Like, write him a sexy note. Let's not put all of the responsibility on our man to make the sex better because he might not think it's boring. You do. So it's actually your job to spice this up right now. I would write little notes around the house and tell him the things you want to do to him or you want him to do to you. He don't know.
I would also say, you know, you get you one of these like a kitten boxes that's on sale with our code cocktails. They have like all sorts of things in there. You could pull out your vibrator, but I'm kind of nervous about that because you might scare him and it could just ruin the whole mood. But as far as your low sex drive goes, I highly recommend She Orgasms all the time. It's an herbal supplement, but maybe you should also like go to the doctor, get your hormone levels checked, because sometimes it's like something internal. And even if he gets some new moves or you pull out your toy, if the actual drive for sex isn't there, there might be something going on. If you're taking birth control, you might need to switch your birth control or get off of it. That is one of the side effects that they don't really like to talk about. And then you take the lead with sex. Maybe he wants to feel more wanted, but he doesn't want to feel like he's nagging you for sex. He might be tired. He might be stressed about something. And then you can also have sex by yourself with your vibrator. You don't have to pull it out with him if you're just trying to have your orgasm. But I think you should try a combination of our suggestions and then work that out and then write us a cocktail and let us know how it goes.
Also, do you smoke a lot of weed? There are like studies that people that smoke a lot of weed, sometimes it can affect your sex life.
In a negative way.
Sometimes it can help. It can make it harder for men. I guess more so men. Like hard for them to get an erection. But I don't know.
I have heard it lowers their sperm count.
Tell us how it goes, girl.
Yes.
Well, I guess we can move on to the cocktails. Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a Do you have an OG cocktail?
I don't, unfortunately. I'm really sad about it. And I saw somebody in the comments was like, y'all don't tell OG cocktails anymore. It's like you just scrapped them. Well, maybe one of us is not really fucking like that. And it's just been a really rough time because I haven't had enough time to get any dick. Thanks for reminding me.
But also, we got 320-something episodes.
Right.
Y'all gonna hear these red cocktails.
Okay. Sometimes you have sex and it's boring like this. We can't write in advice to y'all.
Oh, well, should we read one?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see which one is shorter.
Ooh, goddamn. Okay. I don't think it's yours. I'll read it because that was long as hell. Okay, this is a strap tail. Clocked out to get eaten out. Okay, hey Kiki and Medina, aka my favorite cousin.
Hey, y'all.
My name is, I'm not going to say it because I don't think you meant for us to say it. But your name is China and, oh shit, I'm gonna scroll too far. Okay, your name is China and you went to the Houston Players Club live show for the first time and had a fucking blast. I was too nervous to talk in front of everyone for my cocktail, but after hearing those two bedtime stories, I should have shared mine. Anyway, I travel a lot for work and I seen that I was going to be in Austin to see a patient. So I looked up to see how far my old fling lived when it was only 20 minutes away. I asked myself, what would Kiki and Medina do? So I hit her up saying how I was going to be in town and could see if I could slide through. She said she would love to see me. I finished my patients and drove to her place. I pulled up and clocked out. I had planned to only stay there for an hour, just enough time to get my brains fucked out. I ended up staying for 4 hours. We got to talking and made lunch. Oh, you got there at breakfast time. She wanted to keep talking, but I wasn't there for all that. So I hopped on that lap and started kissing on her. Now it's getting hot. I made my way upstairs while she finished her drink. I laid on her bed, butt ass naked, and waited for her to walk in the room. She walked in. We started kissing even more and began licking my inner thighs and eating my pussy. Then all of a sudden she stopped and looked at me, and I'm looking at her like, what's wrong? She said to me, damn, I miss this pussy, and continues to devour my shit. Woo, child. Then she asked if I was going to be ready for that strap, and I told her, no, keep eating. So she did. Then she did that finger and tongue combo that gets me every time. As she's fingering me, I'm fingering her and eating pussy. At this point, I'm about to bust my shit wide open for her. As she goes to put on the strap, I run downstairs with my ass out and titty swinging to get my toy out of my purse. We get back in the bed. She slits that strap in me, and it goes down. I'm flexible, so she was moving my legs and body in all different places. I let her relax, and I took control. I was eating her pussy while fucking myself with my toy. She took over the toy and made me squirt all over. I hopped on that strap and rode reverse cowgirl while looking back at her. Then I turned around, picked that vibrator back up, played with my clit while riding her face. We were both wore out because it has been a while. We laid there, watched TV for a little bit, got dressed. She walked me to my car and put my license plate back on. LOL. She gave me the tightest hug I ever got from her. I got in my car, clocked back in, and drove back home to Houston.
Was her lunch break?
Well, I don't know. I guess she worked from home or something. I don't know, child. She traveling nurse. Now, that is what I call a good lunch break. Yeah, it's her lunch break. Love your cousin, Miss Get It In When You Can. Mwah.
That's why service be slow everywhere now, because ain't nobody working. Ain't nobody. When you ever call somewhere and you're like, what is going on? What are y'all doing?
They be fucking. I would.
Well, do it when you gotta do it.
My little pussy ate. Okay, thank you guys so much for sending in the stories. Thank you guys for sending in your advice. Thank you for sending in the weird sex stories and continuing to support us. Make sure you check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/cocktails. Make sure you are following us on Instagram. We're at Cocktails Podcast, and I am at Kiki Said So.
I'm at Coffee Bean Dean.
And until next week, you guys, goodbye.
We are now a part of Pleasure Podcast Network, and we would love for you to check out this trailer from another podcast from Pleasure Podcast Network.
I'm Amy, sex and relationship coach, certified sex educator, and 2022's Sexpert of the Year in the sex toy industry.
And I'm April, VP of Hot Octopus, sex toy mogul, and 2016's Woman of the Year in the sex toy industry. Allow us to introduce you to Shameless Sex, a real talk, informative podcast all about sex and relationships, but with a playful twist.
Want to learn how to eat pussy like a champ? Suck dick like a boss?
Ew.
How to better communicate, connect with, and touch lovers and partners? Or maybe you just want to be the master baiter of your own sexual pleasure.
Shameless Sex releases episodes weekly and features accredited doctors, authors, therapists, and educators, available on all podcast apps. Just look up Shameless Sex to discover your new best friends when it comes to all things sex and relationships. To learn more, visit shamelesssex.com.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Goodbye. Bye. 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 Bye.
Population.
Goodbye. Bye. Bye. Wait on the drive. Bye. 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 Goodbye. Bye. 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 Bye.
Population.
Goodbye. Bye. 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 Bye.
Wait on the track. Wait on the track.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox that has not been set up yet. Goodbye. Bye. 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 Goodbye. Bye. Bye.
Wait on the track.
Bye. 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 Bye.
Bye.